KTI.
Hi, is Kenneth available?
I'm not sure. May I say who's calling?
Yes, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
In your company name?
A Bank of Cardiff.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Is this still a good time for you?
Sure.
Okay. So it looks like you had just requested information on both our equipment and working capital programs?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is for PTI dedicated service or services?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what does the business do exactly?
We're a transportation company.
Okay. So do you own, is it trucks or is it more logistics?
We own trucks and trailers and stuff.
Okay. And is it long haul or local?
Kind of medium. We call it regional. We're not long haul, but
okay.
Some of our stuff doesn't leave Michigan. Some of it will go like 3-4 state area.
Got it. Okay. And I'm showing the time in business is from 2014. Is that pretty accurate?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And what can we help you out with today?
Looking at a couple things. I got some trucks we're trying to get financed. There's three of those. That's about 70 apiece, so 210 in that area. Some working capital, probably around 150 to 200 range, maybe somewhere in there.
Okay. The three trucks they're getting, would those be new or used?
They're new.
They're new. Okay. And do you have a vendor picked out already, or are you just kind of shopping around?
Nope. We've got the three trucks sitting here in our yard already. We don't have them paid for, but they're sitting here.
Okay. You must have a good relationship with the vendor, I would assume?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can hopefully help you out with that. And then in terms of the working capital, are you just using that for general operational capital, or is there something specific you would be using that towards?
Yeah, more towards general.
Okay. All right. And then the time frame for the working capital, is that right now?
Within a few days or a week or something. You know, it doesn't have to be today, but fairly short time.
All right. Now, are you the sole owner of the business, or are there any other owners?
It's just me.
Okay. And then I'm only showing a P.O. box. What is the physical location?
13240 Apple Avenue.
Okay. Same city? Ravenna? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Now, how many trucks do you currently have?
We're running, 23 or, right around 23.
Okay. And do you own those outright? Are you leasing them?
Most of them are, we own a couple of them, and then some of them are owner leased.
Okay.
Leased setups. We're actually, they're owned by the drivers that work for us.
Got it. Okay.
So they're independent contractors.
Okay. And prior to this, did you have a business doing something similar?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then you just decided to switch the name or what happened with that?
Well, I sold out back in 08, and then I was working for another company as a general manager until 2014, and mm-hmm. that individual retired and sold out. And then I took over part of the operation, but not all of it.
Oh, okay. All right. And then what did the business do for gross revenue, let's say, last year, 2015?
4.5 or 6 million.
Okay. And then this year, are you on track to do the same,
yeah.
less, more? Okay.
About the same.
Okay.
But these three trucks would be additions, so if we get them done, then that would add, you know, revenue of approximately $15,000 a week.
Per truck?
Per
or total?
No, total.
Okay. And are these sleepers, or what kind of units
yes,
are these?
Yes, they are. So it should net us somewhere around $700,000, I think, a year.
Okay. And the ones that you own now, are those sleeper units as well?
Half and half. Some of them are non-sleeper units.
Okay. How many do you think are sleeper units that you actually own, the business owns?
Just two.
Two, okay.
Yep.
All right. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
I do, yes.
Okay. And is it one loan? Is it two loans? Do you know what the balances are?
I do. I owe roughly, I don't know the number, right close to probably $200,000.
Okay.
So part of it would be to take those out, pay them
sure.
off. That's my main goal.
Do you know who that's with?
Yeah, there's one with Expansion Capital.
Okay.
Another one with Core. And then another one with Crestview.
Okay. And who has the largest balance?
Expansion.
Okay. Do you know what that is around?
120-ish.
Okay. And the other two, are those just...
They're smaller, 30,000 ones, whatever, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, we can look at paying those off for you. So what I'm going to do is I have your email address here. I'll go ahead and email you what I need to get you approved for both the vehicles as well as the working capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can kind of go from there. I can use the same application, the same bank statements for both programs. But the working capital, most likely we'd want to come in, pay off the balances. We have some terms that go out to 2 years, sometimes 3 years for the unsecured capital. And then for the vehicles, we have terms between 2 to 5 years. For that.
Okay.
So we should have a few different options for you, I would think. But I have the email address. It's kena@ptilog.net.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, about 10 minutes, I'll send that over, and then if you have any questions, my direct contact info will be on there.
Okay, great. Actually, I already have an email address with your contact info on it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So,
I will
automatic reply thing.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'll send this over to you shortly.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Ken.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, bye.